It's National Ice Cream Month, and Rachel and I know where to find the top spots for frozen treats. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello, and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of July 8th. I'm Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you?
I don't want to say rested from the weekend, but it was a long weekend. I got a lot of rest in and did a lot of fun things and eating, of course.
What did you eat?
Delicious burgers, of course, mm-hmm. and potato salad, of course, mm-hmm. and oh my gosh, one of my friends made this poke cake.
I see those on Pinterest all the time, and I want to make one.
I've seen them on those tasty commercials that run on Facebook that make me angry because I want everything that they're making, and I know it would never turn out good, like I'm sure theirs does.
But they make it seem so simple.
They really do, and it angers me. But it was incredible, and I was laying in bed at 11 p.m. thinking about the cake. That's when you know you have a problem, right? I've been thinking about it nonstop.
Okay. I know how that goes.
Okay, good.
I had a lot of burgers this weekend too. Unfortunately, no cake that I haven't been able to get out of my mind.
Aww.
But my sister did give us some peach berry cobbler to take home last night, so I have that sitting on the
cobbler's
counter waiting for me when I get home.
So good. I know. Isn't that bad? I just think about the things that are sitting at my house that are delicious that I want to eat right now.
That's literally, yeah, it's literally all I do. And if I've just gone to the grocery store and I'm fully stocked with good stuff, it's torturous.
I know. Or if you have a fridge full of leftovers like I do, especially the beer, so much beer.
Oh, I can come help you get rid
okay.
of
that. Okay. We've got some shandies. Sorry.
Well, speaking of delicious food that we can't get out of our minds, let's talk ice cream. Since it's fully summer, it's in full swing.
I just
it's
did
hot.
A delicious dish. Did you hear that?
So everybody's got their place. I feel like everybody in Pittsburgh has their favorite spot. They're very passionate about it. We have a few favorite spots.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we could start with a classic, Antony's. I know that you love that place. I love that place.
Yes, I think that it is completely unassuming in the sense of being over in, do you count that the West End?
Well, that's Noblestown, so I don't know if mm-hmm. Noblestown is the West End. I'm not sure. I think technically not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you hop off the Green Tree exit and pretty much make a left, make a right, and you're at Antony's at the bottom of the hill.
They're also right next to a Dairy Queen, which I feel like is very ballsy. They're like, we know our ice cream's good. Dairy Queen is not our competition.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so good. And he has a million different flavors. The thing is, he has a couple of mainstays. The Superman is really popular with the kids because it's colored different blue and red and yellow flavors of Superman-ness. But he also changes the menu constantly. I think Mr. Antony himself, I think he just gets not bored because the man is there from probably 7 a.m. until midnight every night. Mm-hmm. But I think he just wants to create delicious ice cream flavors and thinks of them.
Yeah,
and is like,
not?
All right, they have a Zinfandel one.
Wow. Oh, I have to have that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I really enjoyed, and I don't know if this is one that's around all the time or if it was just a one-time thing, but the Lucky Charms ice cream.
I don't know. Maybe.
I had Lucky Charms one. It was really good.
I love any of the cake ones. He has a lemon pound cake that's really good. Just a cake flavor, birthday one. It's just, they have a shoe fly pie one, which is, I guess, based off of an old Amish classic dessert that is in an ice cream form that's delicious.
Hmm.
It's pretty much any kind of flavor you can think of. I haven't even ventured. There's a whole other menu in terms of shakes and sundaes and different things, plus doggy treats, I will mention. You can get a little doggy cup, too.
Yeah.
But I haven't even ventured to that part of the menu because his ice cream is just so delicious.
Well, I hope you're not eating the doggy cup.
No. But I just want to say, for people are really into it, and on the back of the Annie's shirts. It says, ask about the doggy cup. So if you have furry friends.
One of our favorite places in Wingap is Remember When.
I've never heard of that.
It's like, I feel like it's one that you kind of have to know about if it's like in your neighborhood, but they're really good. They have, I swear I've tried everything at this point. One of the things that they have though is the largest ice cream cone in Pittsburgh. Oh. I think they claim the world. I'm not sure. I haven't tried enough ice cream places to
verify. Is it in a cone?
It's like a soft serve cone and it's enormous. It's like several feet tall.
Is the cone enormous too?
I think so. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I know that it's like ridiculous. And I keep saying I'm going to try it one day, and I haven't mustered up enough courage, but I'm going to.
I feel like you need to.
Yeah.
And Instagram the crap out of it.
Yeah, I feel like this could be like a great video to add into the web post that goes with this one day.
Yeah. Sarah trying to eat a whole ice cream in 5 seconds because it's going to melt. All over.
Pretty much.
It's like the hot dog eating competition.
I can barely eat a regular size soft serve cone before it melts, so. And I'm a fast eater.
Oh, I was going to say, mine's like done in 5 seconds. And I'm like, I want more. I hate that. Ice cream goes so fast and you're like, do I go in for seconds? And then you're already driving away.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's for the best.
But I know.
They also have really good like slushies, and I'll get like the slushie with the soft serve ice cream in it, and it's really good.
Ooh.
And then they also have doggy treats, too. They have little vanilla soft serve cups, and they put a little doggy bone on it. You can take it home.
Very nice.
Yeah.
For our furry friends. Speaking of soft serve, I know you love Pages.
I do. Pages is probably my favorite. Because I love soft serve ice cream, and they have what I have found to be the widest array of soft serve flavors. Mm-hmm. And my favorite is the amaretto. And then they have the cherry dip that they put it in, and then put some rainbow sprinkles on it.
So good.
That is my favorite.
I love they carry Nancy B's chocolate chip cookies, which are a favorite of ours. And they use that in the chocolate chip sundae. Chocolate cookie sundae. I don't know. It's cookie sundae and it has Nancy B's chocolate chip cookies in it. And it's phenomenal. It's large. I remember housing it all by myself, which is okay. I'm proud of it.
I feel like we should have just done this outside at each ice cream place so we could just eat it while we talk about it. Because I'm feeling very frustrated I don't have ice cream in my hand right now.
That's true. It may melt because we're, talking as well. But I also want to mention a favorite of mine as well, which has a cause. It's Dream Cream, which is downtown. Mm-hmm. And it is on Liberty Avenue, right around Fifth Avenue Place. What'd you say?
It's near Grit and Grace.
Yes. Okay, yeah. G&G Noodle Bar.
Changed
their name.
G&G. I haven't been in a while, clearly.
It's okay. You can head down this weekend because it's super awesome. They hire people, and the people that are working there have these dreams that they want to accomplish, kind of in this day and age, like a in-person Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because
that's a good description.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a nonprofit that you're working towards. I do know a girlfriend of mine worked towards raising money for a 5K she was running for a charity. But also I've heard stories of people wanting to open a coffee shop or raising money for this massive family reunion that they were doing that they hadn't done in years.
I went to one, and the woman whose ice cream flavor I bought, she and her husband were trying to raise money to adopt a child.
Aww.
Yeah, because it is crazy expensive.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they carry Perry's ice cream right now, which is a really good ice cream out of, I think, Buffalo, New York. But I do know that it could at some point hopefully become something where they would like to make their own ice cream. But regardless, it's such a great cause. And any ice cream you buy, part of the proceeds of that ice cream will go towards a dream of someone's.
They also for several summers now, they've done a festival in Market Square for several days.
Yeah, Dream Cream.
Yeah.
Or Dream On Fest. Yeah.
Yeah, the Dream On Fest. That's what it's called.
We also have Clavon's, which is a classic, but I don't know if people realize that they have started to make their own ice cream now.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So they're legit ice cream, old school, kicking it, parlor. down in the Strip.
It's amazing. The sundaes are ridiculous.
And they make flavored whipped creams.
That's right. I think I actually might have had an amaretto. Apparently, I really like amaretto.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I think I had amaretto whipped cream.
Yeah, I got really excited for a second there. I was just going to say they have an amaretto whipped cream. It's so good.
Yeah.
But nothing tops a sundae off more than another flavor on top of your ice cream. But it is super old school and nostalgic. Plus, they have tons of candy. And
it's a cool place to hang out.
Yeah, a little kitschy place. And they have like hot dogs and stuff. But who's thinking of that?
Not when they're delicious ice cream.
We also have the hot place right now. The new hot new place, Millie's.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been to Millie's.
I have not either, which is horrible, but I have tasted their ice cream at multiple events, and I am obsessed with their coconut sorbet, which is completely, I think, I want to say vegan.
It could be.
No dairy.
Like coconut milk.
Yeah, no dairies in it, and it has the consistency of ice cream. It's super creamy. It's incredible. And they handmade.
I love coconut everything.
Me too. They hand make all of their cones, and they have different kind of inventive flavors that you might not think of with ice cream, like balsamic and lavender. So it's that is on Highland Avenue. I want to say, I always say East Liberty, but it is considered Shadyside on Highland. So you can go and get delicious ice cream on Highland as well.
Yeah.
And then
maybe you can get it. Oh, go ahead. No, what are you going to say? You go.
Oh, I was moving on.
Yeah, so go ahead. Move on.
Oh, so then speaking of kind of a not upscale, but different kind of flavors in inventive dishes that you can have for ice cream, Betsy's in South Hills is also a popular one.
I don't know Betsy's. Tell me
so
about Betsy's.
So Betsy's has, again, they have a lot of different fun flavors of ice cream that you might not think about. They have a Pittsburgh Pride one, which is considered black and gold, and it has brownies in it and cake batter ice cream, and it's delicious. It's one of their most popular ones. They also do an ice cream CSA where every month you get a couple pints delivered to your house.
What?
Yes. I lie not.
That's amazing.
Yes.
How much is it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. We'll have to.
It doesn't matter. Any amount of money is fine.
You're like, just take my money.
Have it all.
Take my money for this ice cream CSA. And yeah, it's a really good deal. I think they do three different pints. Millie's as well does it too. So whether you're in the East End or the South Hills, we've got you covered on ice cream CSAs.
Ice cream delivery.
And
that is good to know.
Betsy's super cute in the sense where it's very kid friendly. They have chalkboard tables so you can come and draw on things and you won't get in trouble, which is good.
That's good.
And it's just, it's a really great shop, and I love going to visit as well.
Should we talk about the Milkshake Factory?
The Milkshake Factory. It's so good. Oh, and so the Milkshake Factory, there is one on Carson Street in the South Side.
Oh, and they just opened one downtown, right?
I believe that they are getting ready to. I don't know if it's open yet, but it is delicious in the sense where they make the most amazing decadent milkshakes ever. And they have milkshake happy hours too.
I know. I've gone many times. They're here on the South Side, so they're, you know, not
accessible.
Far from us. Yeah. Unfortunately, they're easily accessible, fortunately for my waistline.
But it's so good. And they have the chocolates as well.
Oh, of course. I can't go and not also take a bag of chocolates home.
Edward Mark. Yeah. And they're so good.
My favorite shake is, I don't know if there's a name for it, but they mix half birthday cake ice cream and half red velvet. And it is amazing.
That sounds incredible.
I'm always amazed at how quickly I can drink one of their milkshakes. Like,
I know that's the point of ice cream. It's like, well, not the point, but the sad thing is you eat it so fast and you're like, I want more.
So they're right next door to, or very close to the Exchange, the like video game place. So my boyfriend and I have kind of like a loose tradition where when a video game will come out that he really wants, we'll go over, get milkshakes, and then go next door to the Exchange so he can get his video game. And I swear before we're even out of the milkshake factory and into the exchange. I've finished my shake already. It's remarkable how quickly I can do it.
I'm always like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But it's so delicious. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
Those are some good ones. I know people are into Dave and Andy's, which is kind of a classic one. And I know a lot of different, I believe Burgatory gets their ice cream from Dave and Andy's. So if you ever enjoy a shake from Burgatory, you will enjoy Dave and Andy's ice cream because they supply it. Mercurio's has gelato, which is in Shadyside.
Yeah. I believe I've had their gelato several times at Yelp events that you
have
hosted.
Because they're a great partner of ours. And they actually have won multiple awards for their gelato. And we're in a competition in Chicago, and I got to check back on if they won or not, because if they won, they get to go to Italy to be in this major worldwide competition. But their flavor was a sunflower, some kind of sunflower that sounded funky. But I guess if you're competing with other ice creams, you got to really
take it up a notch.
Yeah, be out there.
Interesting. You know, fun fact, when I lived in San Diego, there's a really good gelato place in this area called Pacific Beach. And as per this gelato shop owner in San Diego, there is a gelato university. You can go get a degree from Gelato U.
I don't doubt that.
I just think that's what is their mascot? What is a class like? I'm so curious what Gelato University is like. I want to take a trip and like do a story on it. I have to know.
I definitely know that the Mercurio's owners have taken multiple trips to Italy to literally research gelato and the pizza that they have at Mercurio's as well. So I'm on
That's
the side
important
of
research.
It's real. So if you're not in a
ice cream state of mind.
I was going to say,
want to avoid brain freeze?
Yeah. There's a ton of different events this weekend, so you have a lot to choose from. I'm sure you laid a little low, set off some illegal fireworks this last weekend, but
just kidding.
Yeah, JK. But if you are into the best of the Berg and more, Pittsburgh Magazine will be hosting their Best of the Berg party on Friday from 7 to 9:30 at Stage AE. They're going to have some of the best that they have awarded, including Gaucho, which obviously is a fan favorite, and many, many more. They're going to be doing different types of cocktails from Tender Barn Kitchen, and you'll also be able to enjoy tons of fun entertainment as well.
Yeah, and I've had in the past, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a very good time. And also, if you want to party hop, you can hop downtown for Cosmopolitan Pittsburgh, which is the Trust annual fun party. I don't even want to say gala anymore because it's not, I know they have the galas that are fancy hoity-toity, but this is $30 to $90 depending on what kind of ticket you want to buy, which
is
I think
at space.
It is. So it coincides with the gallery crawl. So the gallery crawl is also happening on Friday, where you can hop around all the different galleries downtown. But this is at the August Wilson Center. And they have it set up in terms of a fun, obviously, party to kick off things. And then they end up with a dance party at the end of the night. But they have a ton of different great restaurants that are going to be participating, including some of our faves like Smom and Galley, who will be there with Karate Cafe and Josephine's Toast. And they always do a lot of really great entertainment. And Via this year is going to be hosting the entertainment portion of the evening, which is a fun entertainment entity in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So you can head there. Or if you really are ambitious, we are celebrating, if you didn't know, Pittsburgh's bicentennial.
That's right. I believe there's going to be some more fireworks again this weekend for that.
Some more fireworks.
You haven't gotten your fill.
These are totally legal, though. So they're going to be celebrating at the History Center. I think it's actually really affordable. $30 to $40 gets you a ticket, and you get to obviously hop around to the exhibits at the History Center, but they're going to have fun entertainment and food, and you'll obviously be able to probably hobnob with a couple local politicians around town, maybe even Peduto.
Maybe some former mayors, yeah. Aren't they trying to get all of the, like, family members of every former mayor together.
Yeah, I think they said the 58 mayors or something. And then they'll also have a parade on Saturday, too. So if you are...
Who doesn't love a parade?
Yeah, if you are into parades, this is your time. So there's a couple festivals, too. We have Southside Works Exposed, which is a good time if you enjoy anything of the above topics. Jewelry, candles, handmade wares, art, food trucks.
Definitely, yes.
Great entertainment. Did you check everything off the list?
I think so.
Okay. So Southside Works is obviously down at the end of Southside, and they pretty much take over the entire works area and have, I would say, upwards of 50 plus different booths, maybe even 100 different crafters and artisans, and they'll have live entertainment as well as adult beverages. And
there we go.
Food
that was one we were missing.
I know. Were you waiting for that? And No Bad Juju will be there, which is a Pittsburgh favorite cover band. They're fun. Awesome. And then the Deutschtown Music Festival is also this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So got to get your fill of music over on the north side, which the north side's such an awesome neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't spend enough time there.
I agree. I was just thinking that the other day. It's such a cool place and obviously lots of history, and they do this music festival, I would say, for a handful of years now. They're going to have over 180 different bands, 23 stages. They've had over 15,000 people come through for the weekend the last couple years. So it's a good time, and I think it's a great neighborhood just to even take some time to walk around in.
Maybe walk off your ice cream.
Walk off your ice cream. And then I'm going to end, actually, walk off your ice cream so you can end up eating some wings.
Oh.
So I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we have a wing competition in Pittsburgh. It's called King of the Wing. This is their second annual. You're like giving me a face, Sarah.
I'm giving you, like, basically I'm the heart eye emoji right now.
Yes, with a wing. If there was a wing emoji.
Yeah.
There should be. There's a chicken. I guess there's a chicken leg.
I'll have to create my own.
Yeah. Coming with an iPhone update.
Yeah.
Create your own emoji. So the second annual King of the Wing Fest is at Penn Brewery, a obviously fabulous location. They have a great courtyard, and they're going to be taking over the parking lot too. And over 20 different local restaurants are going to be competing for different top prizes. They have a People's Choice. They have a Best Overall. They're going to have inventive wing flavors that are going to...
I hope they have Messiest.
Oh, that would be a good one. We'll have to tell the creator. But it's $25 to $60 depending on what kind of ticket you want to buy. How many wings you can eat. If you don't throw up, it'll be a lower ticket price. Just kidding. I just made that all up. But it's...
Probably wouldn't hurt them.
Yeah. It's a really... I love Penn Brewery, and I think that wings are kind of a sleeper hit. Like, everybody loves wings, but I feel like people don't come together and partake in wings. So this is a cool festival to go to.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you can round out your weekend on Sunday with the King of the Wing Fest, which is from 2 to 5 p.m. at Penn Brewery.
Awesome. You can just roll home.
I know, just roll down the hill. Roll down Rialto Street. It's a good weekend. Lots of great stuff going on. Obviously, it's going to be hot, so it's a perfect time to get some ice cream.
Yeah.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.